A ministry team is en route to support partners in quake-torn Chile. Haiti moves forward with the normalization of schools, and Turkey's failed coup attempt creates unrest, but also paves the way for ministry opportunity. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. There's a growing sense of chaos as despair builds in Chile. A quake measuring 8.8 shook the city of Concepcion on Saturday. The toll is ghastly. Loss of life is climbing, and the damage estimates are in the double-digit billions. Jeff Palmer's with the Baptist Global Response, a key partner of the Southern Baptist International Mission Board in disaster relief situations. He says they have a team en route to support their team on the ground there.
We've already gotten reports and some requests for help. We're able to get them immediate things like the food, the water, the tent material, shelter needs. Either homes have been damaged or homes have been destroyed, and so they need some type of shelter.
A compassionate response during a soul-searching time opens many doors.
By touching people where they need, helping them physically, helping them where they are, that's the first way of ministering to them where they need. It speaks volumes of communicating the love of Christ, communicating the love of Christians around the world who want to respond and help.
Next, quake-ravaged Haiti wants schools back in session by the end of March. Compassion International is trying to bring back that normalcy into the lives of more than 64,000 children they're serving. But until new buildings can be built, many schools may have to meet in tents. In addition to assessing and rebuilding schools, though, Compassion is also training children and their families to be safe while living in tent cities. Pray for the staff as they act as the hands and feet of Christ in this situation. You're listening to Mission Network News. Haiti has always been a religious country, but since the quake, it's absolutely booming with spiritual curiosity. Dale Brantner of Cure International says in the aftermath is an opportunity to rebuild the country as well as the Haitian church.
Haiti has been shaken to the core, and there's an opportunity here for them as a nation and for countries that aid this country to help them build the right kind of infrastructure with integrity and with purity. And the same is true of the church.
Tendency toward faith is heightened in tragedy, and many have turned to prayer and toward Christ. Brantner says Islamic Charity has also been more present in Haiti than he's ever seen, but hopes are high that Christ will prevail.
I think there's a window of opportunity. My prayer is that the church continues to follow through and that the Christian faith prevails and that people see the reality of the love of Christ in all of this.
Visit our website if you can help. Elsewhere, a failed coup attempt to overthrow the government has made the country of Turkey uneasy. Several sources say the secularist coup had been plotting since 2003 and had plans to bomb several mosques and create conflict with Greece. The coup was stopped by the government, but Benan Knutgen of IN Network says fighting between groups has gone on for at least 30 years.
So people are really tired of this. This political unrest leads people to question what they have always believed. And they are searching for answers. This situation opens a door for Muslims to think about Christ.
Knutgen says Christians are in no danger, especially since the conflict is really only between the Muslims and the secularists, but they still pray for peace and opportunity.
Pray that all church members will be prepared to take every opportunity to glorify God and reach the people of Turkey with salvation of Christ.
And when the new airstrip was dedicated and open in Mega Manao, Papua New Guinea, the villagers celebrated. The airstrip is critical to getting Bible translators, volunteers, and supplies in and out. Wycliffe Associate Partners provided a heavy-duty commercial lawnmower and training to finish the airstrip. A pair of translators completed the four Gospels and the Book of Acts, but the new airstrip will provide a tremendous boost as they work toward the completion of the scriptures. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter now for an all expenses paid Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for two to Guatemala. Through this life-changing experience, you'll see how Kids Alive is rescuing orphaned and abandoned children. For additional information and to register to win the Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for two, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.